Right now, I thought we would talk about high school volleyball because there's some really interesting stuff going on in that world. Some rules changes that they're... Oh, wait, look at this.
Hi, George.
It's an old friend of the show. It's Marge, your old swim coach, George.
Hi, George. Well, I don't know if you remember me, but I was your old high school swimming coach.
I do remember you, Marge.
That you quit on right before we were going to make the Olympics.
No. You weren't my swim coach, and I was never close to making the Olympics.
You were my best swimmer. As a matter of fact, you swam as well as the fish man in The Shape of Water.
Oh, have you seen that movie?
You know that movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember the lovemaking scenes that the woman had with the fish man in the
movie? I've heard about him. I haven't seen it yet. So.
I always wished that you and I had made fish man love.
All right. Well, look.
He was in high school,
Marge. You're a lot older than I am.
And in fact, that's the dream that has kept me from swallowing a bowl of sleeping medication and calling it a life.
No, don't do that. But
terribly sad.
As far as the other thing goes, don't think about that either.
Life would have been so much different, Georgie, if you'd stayed on my team and led us to gold in L.A. in 84.
I was never on your team.
I probably wouldn't have had this huge infection on my buttocks. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Look at this.
That looked at. I don't know what does that have to do with anything.
Notice the smell.
Yeah.
It smells like a combination of a diaper dump and a fish market.
Oh, Marge. Can you get that looked at?
Ugh.
I also probably wouldn't have had this milk eye. Look at that.
Well, I don't know if I could have prevented that for you.
I haven't been able to see out of it since a dude fishing out of the Trinity snagged it with a treble hook.
That's what happened?
God. Yeah. How's your life going, George?
Fine, I guess. Yeah, everything's good.
It always looks so good when I draw my chair to the edge of the wood near your backyard.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
Got a stalker.
I love what you've done with the second back house.
We don't have a back house, sir.
The waterfall and the lazy river looks so nice.
You should invite her over, George.
Well, doesn't look like I have to. She looks like she's already there.
As you know, George, I haven't had quite as a successful life as you've had.
Well, I don't know, Marge. You've been coaching for years, right?
Well, you live in that 6,000-square-foot mansion with its own moat and gourmet master bathroom.
No. Nothing like that.
And I live in an improvised shanty made of driftwood, and I boo-boo into a coffee can.
Oh, dear. Man.
That's if I can get there in time.
Marge, there are shelters here in town. Maybe you could look into that.
You've had a six-fig job in which millions of people listen to you every day.
Well, I don't know about that. And you seem like you're doing fine.
Last job like I had was in 1976.
Oh, gosh, that's been a while.
At an Army-Navy store where I worked as a lot lizard.
Okay, wait. That,
you weren't even employed by the store?
Because if you coached me in high school, then you would have had a job.
How's that brand new fully optioned Ford F-150 with the leather and the dining chamber?
It doesn't have a dining chamber. It's all good,
My
Mark.
Vehicle's a little bit different.
Yeah, we're looking at it,
it's
I guess.
It's a chair with wheels on it.
Looks like it's still working, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's in good working order.
Your listeners may not be able to see it, but I don't enjoy quite the mobility that George has.
Yes, you've been in a chair for a while.
Ever since George clubbed me in the spine.
I did not do that.
In a sick game of his sadomasochistic masturbation.
Oh, what an accusation.
That's ridiculous.
Ever since, I've enjoyed a life of non-mobility.
All right.
You did that to her?
No, I didn't do that to her.
If I might, George, may I make a public service announcement?
I never saw her before as she started barging into the
studio. People, please stop littering.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Specifically styrofoam cups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind people throwing away bags of trash because... hey, a girl's gotta eat. But those styrofoam cups are so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with these rains we've been having.
Yes.
It's been horrible, George.
How so?
The Trinity flooded and completely wiped out my designer shanty.
Oh, that's terrible.
Spent 4 years building that thing.
Oh, yeah, I feared for your safety.
George, will you please donate a new shanty to me? So I can at least get out of the elements?
Well, sure. We want you out of the elements, Marge.
Please, George. I have such fond memories of you.
Well, I think those are made up.
I can still see you standing on the edge of the pool.
No, you can't.
With that aardvark in your pants. Making my lady loins turn into a puddle of goo.
That's so inappropriate, and it didn't happen.
Please, George, I'm begging you. Hashtag me too. I deserve a little love.
George, she deserves some love.
That kind of me too.
Please.
Well, Marge.
Please, I'm begging you.
For what? I said I'd try to help you.
I'm begging of you, George.
Okay, we'll help
you. Stop trying to run me over when you leave for work every morning.
Well, get out of the middle of the street. The thing only goes like 5 miles an hour.
All right, George, I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye, Marge.
Bye.
I'm here too.
Bye, non-George.
Marge, the former swim coach.